and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody, and yes, we are live here on KCNR 1416 at 6:05 here on Thursday night, and this is Linda Bott. It's been a while. Of course, you know that Molly Kidd was my summer replacement last year. We carried over a lot this year as well. She's done such a great job. Hey, we've been involved with so much of the Red Bluff Roundup, and as well as Reading Rodeo's coming. We have a lot of guests on tonight that aren't pertaining to rodeo, but we have some great events coming up with us in the house tonight. By the way, I would like to also say hi to Jared. How you doing over there, Jared? Yeah, we got his thumb up. Well, they got my guests lined up here with their mics right now. And in the house tonight, too, is Lou White, who's a fantastic musician. We're going to be talking about a Cinco de Mayo gig that we've got coming up here. But right now, I'd like to say hello to two very special guests, Bobby Valdez and Jason Prado from the Rose Experiment. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello. Wow, and thank you for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. So I got a call from my friend Pat Karch, who said, you've got to have these guys on and talk about this thing called the Rose Experiment. So let's start off with you, Bobby. What is the Rose Experiment?
So the Rose Experiment is a community arts group. It has a holistic element to it. We are trying to improve our community by offering healthy entertainment and positive ideas, and we're really trying to evolve the way things are done locally with art,
okay.
With the arts, and also through nutrition and a bunch of other elements that improve.
So why is it called Rose Experiment?
It's called the Rose Experiment because it's kind of an experiment. We have this theory that we can change the community and hopefully reach out to the world also with positive ideas and sharing artistic exploration.
And you have an event coming up. Jason, are you, is this you and Bobby, is this your brainchild?
More or less. Bobby was actually she brought me on a little bit later. But I'm currently the media boss for the Rose Experiment. So I'm in charge of filming all the events and getting all the behind-the-scenes footage and showing the world kind of what we do, as well as like different things like art mobs behind the scenes, as well as the podcast we currently have as well.
So I'm trying to get, you know, I'm a visual person, so I'm trying to get in my mind's eye when, let's talk about your event coming up. So if people are trying to think about, yeah, I'm ready to be in a movement, I want to be involved with this movement that's about mind, body, spirit, you know, a good nutrition. In fact, my guests coming up after you, they're very much into what you would call naturopathic ways of trying to deal with health. Not buying into the pharmaceutical way or necessarily saying that this is the only kind of treatment. So you're also talking about mental health, and this event coming up is going to show us what?
Well, the event actually, with a lot of the projects we do, we highlight issues that are going on in the world. Right now, a big issue is clothing waste. We have a lot of clothing that's in the malls that are $4, and we don't really think about where that's coming from. But there's countries that actually have epidemics happening that the production of the clothing is actually creating like a lot of birth defects and poisons, and it's poor working conditions, and it's just pretty disastrous. And a lot of people don't realize it. So we are highlighting with this event, and also before the event, we're having a documentary called The True Cost of Fashion.
The True Cost of Fashion. Now we're starting to fine hone in on this. The event is taking place when?
It is May 28th at 6 p.m. The show starts at 6 p.m. The video will be coming on while we're getting ready, and that's at 4:30 p.m.
And where?
At that Reading School of the Arts.
Oh, Reading School. Well, hello. There we go. This is why we're talking PEC. Okay. So Reading School of the Arts. And how did they get behind you? What's your association with Reading School of the Arts?
Well, Pat reached out to me. He's a big advocate of the arts, and he reached out to me to see if we would be interested in using the facilities. And he gave us a couple tours, and he's really interested in what we're doing. So
the high cost of fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
We don't think about it. We don't stop and think about, oh, how do we get the, you know, the McDonald's fast, you know, the Big Mac? And we don't really think about, you know, really about the factories that are in China and the factories that are in India. And I worked in Hong Kong and did go visit factories in China. My experience of that particular time in the 80s was that the families that were working in these factories, which were small,
mm-hmm.
loved it because they had a family environment. And that's what my experience was. The factories were maybe they had 30 people, and we might look at it dire situations, but they ate from a communal pot. They loved the fact that they had shelter. They weren't street people. They lived there.
Hmm.
Now, that was in the 80s. That was for a fashion designer and I knew that. So I can't say for me and being an American at that point that I would call that particular situation for me high cost of fashion. But I do believe that there is a throwaway society that's breeding a multitude of people who just buy and throw.
Absolutely. And in the 80s, actually, it's increased a lot. In the 80s, like over 80% of our clothes that we purchase here in America were made in America. So
yeah.
That wasn't an issue back then.
No.
If you go over there now in Bangladesh and India and a lot of other places, that they're the main ones. Mm. It's like 90% of our clothing here in America is outsourced over there now.
So we're talking with to Bobby Valdez and Jason Prado. It's the Rose Experiment. It's May 28th, Reading School of the Arts. There'll be a film you can watch at 4:30. Now, Prado, did you do the film?
I did not do the film, no, actually.
Okay.
But I will be there at the event, filming the event and putting together a video for it, mm-hmm. including behind the scenes. Pretty much what entailed in order to make this fashion show happen from its beginning stages all the way up to final distribution and showing it to the world at RSA.
RSA, that's fantastic. Bobby, tell us a little bit before we have to take a break and wrap this up, your calling, how you founded this baby of yours.
So what happened was me and my sister, we were realizing that there's a lack of healthy music available. And also healthy atmospheres, especially locally. There's a lot of increase in depression, mental illness, disease. We have like 5 people in our family with cancer, which has been really hard because they keep getting cancer. And we've been trying to think of how we can like help this.
Make a shift.
Yeah. And I went on a journey realizing basically what causes cancer truly, because I thought it was genetic before. And I realized there's actually a lot of toxins in our environment. And I started doing a lot of research on what actually makes people happy. And so we decided we need to create a place. The Rose Art Center is what our goal is to build, that will make people just feel better about life and not have to fight depression so much, and just give people hope, really, so that they can effectively have the right tools to fight and battle these diseases.
I think it'd be interesting in that exhibit when you do this, too, is that the first things that are coming to my mind are what's around us with paint and wood and the smells in the air, in your upholstery, in your car,
yeah.
The things that we have that we deal with every day, the exhaust from the street, what's made in specific foods, what are in your sheets, what is in your fabric, softener and or detergent.
Oh, yeah.
And if you did a breakdown about those things, about people really being able to see on a daily basis about what they're doing, I think it raises the conscious level of how we have to deal with toxicity and what we can do to combat it.
Absolutely. And one of the big parts of the Rose Art Center is we plan on having a local store that's locally made. All the items are locally made, and they're all non-toxic as well, to make it simple. Because people can go to certain stores, not really some of the bigger box stores. They don't have as many non-toxic mm-hmm. options. But we plan on having a place where people can go, and they can trust that they know that the stuff was made non-toxic and as well as local. So it's supporting local people and not other country.
Well, no, it's great. This is great. This is what I think. There's a movement happening in Reading that Reading, you know, we can say negative things, and we hear it quite often. But I really believe that there's a consciousness in this town.
Absolutely.
Of people trying to raise a consciousness. We're on the verge of it. And there's going to be some great things happening in our town. And I think you guys are really onto something wonderful here. We'll love to spread the word. We'll have you come back in the morning show where we have a completely different audience. That people, you know, again, people are driving. It's talk radio.
Yeah.
We have a little bit of sound toxicity going on here. But it's the way we get our word out. Anyway, Bobby Valdez and Jason Prado, The Rose Experiment, happening at RSA May 28th, 6 p.m., 4:30 for the show. The High Price of Fashion.
Mm-hmm. That's right, yep.
Fantastic, guys. Thanks so much for coming on tonight.
Thank you for having
me. Thank you for having
me. We'll get you back on again. We'll talk more about this in May.
That's great.
All right.
Thank
All right. You. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Lou White is here. We're going to listen to some of his music, but we're also going to get a chance to talk to Lou about his history in Reading area. He is a fantastic musician. He plays flute and sax, very accomplished. And Kathleen, hopefully she'll chime in here too when we get back. But we're going to be talking about some upcoming gigs going on and just music in general happening in the North State. So we'll be right back here on KCNR 1460. This is Linda Bott, and you're listening to On the Spot with Linda Bott. Bye.
We'll be right back.
You're paralyzed by the possibilities when it comes to dealing with your windows.
Budget lines credit.
What about function, total darkness, filtered light? Should there be a lining?
Budget lines credit.
And then there's fabric. Do you need blinds, curtains, drapes, shutters? Maybe a layered look. What about installation?
Budget lines credit.
At Budget Blinds Reading, you're given the very best of two worlds. Locally owned service and the peace of mind knowing Budget Blinds Reading offers more brands and more fashion-forward styles with window treatment options that work within your budget. Jerry and the whole Budget Blinds Reading team are dedicated to giving you design help to create a home that reflects your personality.
My goal for our customer here at Budget Blinds is when we walk out of the house, it's nicer than it was when we walked in. The customer got exactly what they wanted. If you're in need of custom window coverings, shutters, blind shades, draperies, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
This is going to be good. Wow!
Rodeo, steer wrestling, team roping, saddle bronc riding, barrel racing, and of course, bull riding, rodeo.
Reading Rodeo.
The fun and action-packed events held every night during the rodeo. Reading Rodeo 2016 tickets are on sale now at readingrodeo.com. Don't miss the excitement of the 2016 Reading Rodeo. Get your advance tickets to the barbecue steak feed and dance kicking off the rodeo on Saturday, May 14th. Go to readingrodeo.com, click on tickets to buy your tickets now. You can get your e-tickets now delivered right to your smartphone or computer, then just scan them at the event. We'll see you and all your friends at the Reading Rodeo 2016, May 18th through the 21st at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. Reading Rodeo.
Dandelion. Unique Gifts and Clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
Getting old is never easy. Imagine what it must be like for an older animal to lose their home and be left in a kennel wondering if you'll ever know love and companionship again. At Haven Humane, older animals are hard to place but have so much to offer. If you crave unconditional love, check out the older animals and remember PAL's Fund is available to supplement the cost if you lack the funds to adopt a loving companion. PAL was an amazing deaf Dalmatian that lived the life we would wish for all of our animals. Haven continues to accept donations to PAL's Fund and continue PAL's legacy.
I can hear some familiar voices in there.
From Reading, just go over the hill, right past Douglas.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. You're listening to On the Spot with Linda Bott. This is Linda Bott here tonight, and I'm very excited with my guest, Lou White. That was a little bit of some schmaltzy Lou White there. How are you, Lou?
Pretty good. Nice to see your smiling face.
Oh, you too. Okay, this is all about you. We had... We had an interesting, we had two guests on prior to you that, were talking about health and wellness. And it's interesting because we grabbed a bite right before we got on the air and we talked about health and wellness. And I know that you and Kathleen are live off the grid. And I'd love to share the stories because you live off the grid. And we're going to talk about music. We're talking about all your talent and all the things. But living off the grid is a special kind of person can live off the grid.
Well, you just have to want to be independent. And once you're off the grid, you realize how much you still depend on the rest of the world. But it's a nice exercise in trying to be independent with creating your own electricity, your own hot water, your own sewage, your own heat, your own everything.
Well, you're a mad scientist, too. So you definitely concoct different things that the average person would not go to Home Depot and buy a pipe. You'll figure out another way to do it.
Well, that's true, but it's not like the technology I'm using is really new. It's been going on for hundreds of years, like making methane from different kind of animal waste and then running the generators on it or cooking with it. People in India have been doing that for hundreds of years. And, of course, making gasoline out of wood chips, that's been done for quite a while. You know, in San Francisco, they used to make all those gas lights with a gas generator where they would take the gas from coal and make it into a gas and run it down the pipes and run the gas lights with it. So it's not new technology, but it is getting more and more refined.
Now, you do have a vehicle that you've outfitted for this particular fuel.
Well, ethanol will run. I run it in my Hummer, but you can run generators with it, and whatever you want. You can run E85. You can buy it at the gas stations in Sacramento. They have E85, and when I'm down there, I fill up with it.
Okay.
It runs cooler. It runs clean. It's a perfect fuel, but, of course, the gas companies have demonized it so that everybody thinks if they put it in their car, it's going to destroy all their rubber seals, which, of course, isn't true since the late 70s. All the cars have E85 or ethanol rated seals, so that's not going to happen. Everything works fine.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk a little bit about your journey to the North State. You were raised, I mean, you know, I know you. Let's talk a little bit about how I know you. I know you from being this great musician, and I love your wife, Kathleen, and we just became fast friends. I think that's how I know you, through being a musician. I didn't know you from just being Lou, the guy that I met on a street or I met through friends. I know you from being a musician.
Right. I hired you to play something at Riverview Country Club once.
Long time ago. I don't think I was even living in town. I believe that was a real estate.
Yes, the Caldwell Bankers.
Yeah, Caldwell Bank Christmas party.
Right. There you go.
And I had a great time with you. And so I was that really? Did you call me out of the blue?
Well, I think I had heard you somewhere, or one of the members there at Riverview said to call you because they liked your style. Rhonda, I think.
Okay, yeah. Okay, there we go. Our good friend Rhonda Culp, who's a Caldwell banker. Okay, so there's our connection. And I know Rhonda's the first person that I met before I even moved to Reading. I met her out in L.A. And then when I moved here, I started to put together groups and whatever it was and did something, and she was there. And the next thing I know, it just led into more people and great musicians, and that was you. So we met as musicians. Now we know Lou White, you know, of course, we're going to be talking about his musical life and his journey. And what led you to Reading?
Well, before Reading, I was born in Susanville and got a degree in music performance from the university at Chico. And since my lottery number was number one, which is another song on my album, Familiar Faces, which is available down at the Enjoy Store, with a complete book of music along with it to give you the music, chords, words, and everything like that that goes along with it.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, cool. I didn't know that till now. I love love that. See, ever unfolding.
So when I got my degree and my lottery number was one in the draft, I went ahead and joined the Navy Band and toured with them for 4 years. And then
was your instrument with that band?
Well, my major instrument is the clarinet, where I can play the Mozart Concerto or Benny Goodman with equal ease, they tell me. So after the Navy band, I thought, well, I'd come to Reading because it was close enough to where I was born where I wouldn't feel completely alienated like I did when I was in Corpus Christi or Norfolk, Virginia. And I could still make a living at music and put together the band by hiring people who could play but who also lived here and had other jobs so they wouldn't be moving away,
mm-hmm.
which worked fine for about 30 or 40 years so far.
So you would say the clarinet would be, when somebody said, what's your main instrument?
It's a clarinet.
It's a clarinet. And I have to say that, well, you're absolutely a wonderful flautist and saxophonist as well. Clarinet, when you, when we play and you solo out on the clarinet, I'm just like, you know what? You own. You know what people just, like, the master of the tap out. You lay down that clarinet like nobody's business. It is amazing.
Well, thanks. You know, when they were doing the Fiddler on the Roof here.
Right.
They took... Well, Cleland was the conductor, I guess,
mm-hmm.
music director. And so he took the music to several different musicians and said, I guess Jeff Jones, he's a sax guy, right?
Right.
He played flute in that. But they took the clarinet part to him and said, I need you to play clarinet. And he looked at it and he said, oh, no. He said, you need to call Lou White.
Well, because his main instrument is really saxophone and flute.
Yes.
And so clarinet is that is the fingering, is the music the same when you look at a sax chart? The clarinet chart isn't the same.
Well, no, the clarinet plays at least an octave more. So the notes are higher and lower on the staff for the clarinet, and they all transpose into different notes. On the saxophone, you push the octave key and you get an octave. On the clarinet, you push it and you get an octave and a fifth. It's pretty crazy. But anyway, in the klezmer clarinet and Fiddler on the Roof to play like the klezmer sound, which is a wide-open European crazy sound, you've got to really not only know how to play the clarinet, but how to make it sound like it isn't a clarinet. Several people in the cast came up to me at the breaks and said, wow, I didn't know the clarinet could be so expressive. I don't know what that
klezmer,
means.
So, klezmer, share with our audience members what that means.
Well, as far as I know, it's a Jewish, the name of a band, like a Dixieland band
mm-hmm.
in New Orleans or something, and a klezmer band. If you just go on the internet and look up klezmer and listen, it's a whole different sound using those, the Jewish scales, a very distinctive mode,
mm-hmm.
and it's a wide open sound on Fiddler on the Roof. All
wow.
those real high screechy,
right,
stuff. That's
which was a tremendous production as well. And you were that was the band was spectacular. A lot. We know that many of the productions that we see at the Cascade are so outstanding. But Fiddler's when you really had a live orchestra.
Yep.
And I don't know if there's been another production since then that's had a live orchestra and a production.
No, I don't know why. You'd have to talk to Jana to see exactly why.
Well, it's a huge undertaking, I'm sure.
Yes, it's huge, and all the rehearsals and
mm-hmm.
keeping all the kitty cats herded along in the same direction. Mm-hmm.
Well, this last production of that we're seeing right now, and there's just one. Hurry up, I tell everybody, run, don't walk to go see Mary Poppins. It is just the most delightful, in the most delightful way. No, I mean, everything about it is just, you know, my husband in the theater.
I know your husband.
And he left and he was so, it just transports you into a place of happy.
Yes, I heard him singing the show tunes. Nobody will believe that.
He loves it. But anyway, so Lou, we're going to have to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about what you your trip, what it took in your life to get you here to Reading. You've got your band together. How many years ago that was? What albums you've cut? But we're going to go out right now, and Jared's going to play something off of. You got it queued up, Jared? Okay, here we go. We'll be right back after these messages. But right now, you're listening to Lou White. You can get this album in the Enjoy Store. What's the name of the album?
Familiar Faces, Familiar Places, all about towns and people here around the Reading area.
We'll be right back. You're listening to Lou White.
Getting old is never easy. Imagine what it must be like for an older animal to lose their home and be left in a kennel wondering if you'll ever know love and companionship again. At Haven Humane, older animals are hard to place but have so much to offer. If you crave unconditional love, check out the older animals and remember PAL's Fund is available to supplement the cost if you lack the funds to adopt a loving companion. PAL was an amazing deaf Dalmatian that lived the life we would wish for all of our animals. Haven continues to accept donations to PAL's Fund and continue PAL's legacy.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Granger catalog and Granger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Granger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRANGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Cottonwood.
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 Cottonwood. Welcome back to KCNR 1460.
Well,
that is Lou.
You know you're in the West.
We know that's Lou White, who's got a CD. But we're going to play some saxophone, too. I want Jared to cue that up because these are... Those are cute tongue-in-cheek songs, Lou, but we know that you are a killer serious musician.
There you go. I'm
all
a
right.
Killer guy.
So let's talk about you. You raised in Susanville.
Yep.
And you went into the Navy and was the...
Well, I got a degree in music performance before I went in the Navy.
Okay, so that's right, at Chico.
And then I had to go through the Navy School of Music at Norfolk.
What was that like for you? Never really talked to you about that. What happened? You enlisted, and then but you could have been...
Could have been an officer.
Okay.
But that would have been 6 years. And enlisted man was 4 years, and I just thought, well, we'll go for four. Because I like to play anyway. And the officers would be in charge of conducting the bands and all that, and I'd rather play.
So when you enlisted, you were able to pick that you could play in the band? They
didn't
say you have to go squab the deck, or?
Well, I had to audition.
Okay.
To get into the Navy School of Music directly, which a friend of mine, when I was going to the university, who had been through the program, the Navy program, told me that's the way to do it. If you go ahead and audition, then you're guaranteed to go in the music program. So that's what I did. Auditioned down at the Presidio in San Francisco, and then they accepted me right into the program, and I just had to go through boot camp, and then went directly to the School of Music in Norfolk, and was automatically in the band.
So what was your... So you hear you have a degree from Chico.
Yep.
Chico State. And you are number one. Your draft is number one. And I might as well enlist.
Yep.
So then you find yourself at the Presidio. And what's that audition like?
Well, the audition, you know, I played whatever the guy put in front of me. And he said, well, you're pretty good. I said, okay. He said, you're in. That's it.
And the next thing you know, you had to go to boot camp.
Went to boot camp in San Diego and then went to Norfolk in Virginia and went through their music program, which I don't remember how long it was, months and months, but going through the whole how to read music and everything, which was a little bit familiar to
me. Right.
So it kind of made the instructors a little upset. And I finally said, look, why don't I just come in every week and take the tests, and I'll just spend the time in the music library. And they said, well, that's a good idea. Well, that was great, because I had a lot of time to go through all the stuff I wanted to know about music, but was afraid to ask in their very good music library. So I studied and studied and studied, and then went in on a Friday and took the test and said, well, this is a C, and this is a D, and this is an E flat. And they were happy.
Okay. So that lasted, and you traveled with the Navy band. Tell us a little bit about your experience and your travels.
Well, playing for Navy recruiting, we'd go from place to place to place, or go to Houston and play for the air show with the Blue Angels and all that, and play ship arrivals and departures, and play for anything you could imagine. Big schools and groups where Navy recruiting would be in there saying, okay, join the Navy, and here's the Navy band. But that was more or less a rock and roll show, not a concert show. The guys would travel in a bus, and we'd get up one morning, have no idea where we were, play, and go play somewhere else in the afternoon for months.
Did you find that after playing in the Navy band for 4 years, on your fourth year, did you have a direction, or did you feel like you wanted to do stay in longer, or did you go, like, I know what I'm doing from here, from this point?
Well, I knew I didn't want to stay in longer. It's pretty regimented. And I liked the playing, so I said, well, why don't I just go and start my own band? And then I get to be in charge of what I'm playing and who's playing with me, and that's what happened. Came to Reading and started Lou White and the Band in 1976.
So you had different incarnations of the Lou White Band. I mean, how many up to the Lou White Orchestra, up to...
Well, the core group is piano, bass, drums, and guitar, which is what you use in the Navy band to go play for the Admiral's parties or whatever. But, of course, in the Navy band, you go to a roster and you pick a piano player from five or six and a drummer, and knowing that all of them are equally good. They all had to audition to get there, and you just go show up and play a job, and everybody would know what to do.
Who would you say, at that particular point, to up to 1976, what or who, if a composer at all, was the most influential on your playing style, and or who motivated you, who excited you, who was like, oh my God, that I completely resonate with that artist?
Well, I don't listen to music much. I just like to play it. But Stan Getz, I guess. Stan Getz, Astrid Gilberto, those guys, the mm-hmm. Bossa Nova guys. Mm-hmm. And then the rock and roll stuff, you know, like the those crazy little simple tunes, the Coasters and the Tequila, that kind of stuff.
Well, yeah, we're going to play on May 5th. But the song that was just coming in, the Cottonwood, there was that kind of barbershop quartet harmonies. I know there was a little tongue-in-cheek, but however, I mean, that's part of the group that you play with today.
Right.
Or they play with you today. Or how right. does that work?
Well, theoretically, I was the band leader in 76, but now everybody is able to do their own style or their own venues, and so they're off usually playing without me. But when we're all together, we can handle the three- and four-part harmonies and all the different things in most different styles, from the rock and roll Cool April Nights harmonies to the jazz harmonies and the pop things like like Louie Louie and stuff like that.
That's fun. I really, it's been a true joy for me to have shared the stage with you on so many occasions, and I really want people to know who maybe have heard about you, but maybe have not really heard you, have heard you in like a band environment. I really want Jared, I want you to play that saxophone queued up. This is the Lou White that I absolutely love, him on this level. So we're going to take a break, but we're playing this on the way out. You're listening to On the Spot with Linda Bott, but right now you're listening to Lou White on saxophone, and this CD is for sale in the Enjoy store.
Mm-hmm.
Dandelion. Unique gifts and clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
Attention Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-961-5842. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-961-5842. That's 800-961-5842. Again, 800-961-5842.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
It's the Ron Largent Show, talking about Reading. Our great community sponsors are Russell Cleaning Service, the Shasta Athletic Club, Zach Bay State Farm Insurance, Revolve Solar, Gold Star Mortgage, Mast Roofing, Chronic Service Master, and Authority Property Management. Great community members every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock to hear what's going on. Many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform. So tune in each Saturday at 9 to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show. It's the happening place.
Let's take a Sunday suburban excursion ride. Let's take a family suburban excursion. Let's take a wedding suburban excursion.
I'm like thinking it's like vacation time. We're gonna get in that suburban and we're running off the, you know, the out of Whiskeytown Lake, you know, boom on the side. Welcome back to the show, KCNR 1460. You're listening to On the Spot with Linda Bottom here with Lou White, musician extraordinaire.
Hello.
And joining us in the studio as well is somebody who I love and adore, Kathleen White.
Good evening.
Good evening. Oh boy, you got Carl's mic. anyway, so that's Lou's album. You have how many albums?
Well, we have a couple of them, but this is the one that I like best.
Okay, and this is called
Familiar Faces, Familiar Places.
Familiar Faces, Familiar
Places.
And you, so far we've heard Cottonwood, we've heard Redding, we've heard, and you had another one.
Weaverville.
But
there's a song about Denise Denham. I saw her the other night, and she says, oh, I have your song. I keep it on my dresser. About her life and family. And then songs about the Lewiston Hotel where Pat Karch grew up. And a song about French Gulch. Oh, yes, and the song about my wife, White Mountain Butterflies.
Oh, you mean it's not like 2,000 moons?
It's
300. Or 200 moons. I'm sorry.
326.
326. We met each other when you were at 221.
What number?
221.
Yeah.
Okay, so you think I'm kidding, ladies and gentlemen, listening to KCNR right now. That is your love language. No, it is, because it's on her rifle.
It's on her rifle. That was year 222 full moons.
Year mm-hmm. 222. And one of the happy moments that we have, that we share all together and with Carl, and we do this as a couples, and we've also gone with Kelly and Norm Verhoog and their family. We were graciously invited by Lou and Kathleen to join this group four or five years ago. Many of you who are listening tonight that listen to the morning show had heard when we would be in our camo ready and everybody's waiting for us to leave. So we would drive up to Cedarville to the Squirrel Wars.
We do, but we always wear bling with our camel.
Yes, we always have bling with our camo. So, Kathleen, what is it like? We started off with Lou, Susanville, living off the grid. And you always come in, you're always looking beautiful. When we think about living off the grid, I think people have a tendency to think that it's patchouli oil?
It's definitely not. It's really the most beautiful place in the entire world to live where we are. I have a couple of requirements. That's 2 showers a day. I need to blow my hair dry. I need to be able to vacuum the floors. And I got to stay warm. And being off the grid, that's probably the biggest thing, is we still cut our own firewood, stack our own firewood, but I need that fire going.
Benjamin Franklin said if you cut your own firewood, you're twice warmed. But he lied. It's actually 3 or 4 or 5 times warm by the time you cut it and move it.
That is so true.
And they cut their own wood. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're not talking 20-year-olds here.
Nope.
But what I'm saying is that this outdoor life, this bringing the outdoors into the indoors and making, I mean, you are so youthful, the two of you, so youthful. You're ageless. And I think that's because you're very passionate about your home life and how you live.
We pretty much do everything together. We're 24/7. And we get up in the morning together. We go to bed at night together. And we make the bed in the morning together. So unless
eat
I
together,
we eat together and
sail together.
You sail together.
You have
so
to have 2 people on the sailboat.
That is correct. And unless I'm taking care of grandchildren, then we're pretty much together.
We just tape her to the mast.
You met Lou while he was playing.
Well, actually, I booked his band. I used to be the director of sales at the Holiday Inn. And I booked his band for New Year's Eve. And he kind of like followed me home from there. So we've just
been, it's been a story ever since. How many moons is that?
That's the blue moon, the first blue moon in 1990.
He has absolutely.
And that's why you sing it to her all the time.
Exactly, right. He does. He has no idea how many years we've been married. It's just how many moons we've been married.
I love that. That's a mountain man for you.
It is.
Well, Kathleen, if you don't mind a little sidebar here, I think we'd like to hear your life suddenly changed 5 years ago.
Oh yeah, I had a grandbaby.
When you had your son and daughter-in-law had a grandbaby, but that really changed you.
I
don't know if you realize how much it changed you. I mean, in a beautiful way, but I mean, your life became about that.
It did, totally. I have 2 older grandchildren, 2 boys, but this was the granddaughter, and I raised 2 sons. And this was my granddaughter and the girl I never had. And she and I are just so terribly close. We're just 2 peas in a pod.
Do you think perhaps, and I'm sure this is resonating for women listening, that we all have an inner child.
We do.
And not being able to play little girly stuff. Probably, I mean, tugged on your strings, like, I love my boys. The boys get married to the girls, and, you know, they kind of, they're like, but having a little girl that you can be, and you're such a girly girl anyway, that you can be girly now with this, it just has to be like a magical thing in life.
Oh, the most magical thing, I think. I don't want to say the most, because I love my children, my boys, and I love my husband. But this little girl has totally changed my life.
Yes, she has.
And you know, you do. You have
shifted
a lot of. I did. I had a lot of responsibility as a child and growing up, and this did give me the opportunity to go dig in the dirt and have fun.
And roll around sending pictures out that you roll. You're dressed in a tutu in the closet.
Oh, yes. I have dressed in tutus more than once.
I just love, you know, this is when you know that you've arrived. And, you know, the men in our lives bring so much that we both have guys that are great. They're men. They're manly men. And they could do all kinds of things. And we love that.
Yes.
And I think that's so cool that you have that. We've got Lou on tonight, and what the common language that Lou and I have is our love of music. And that's a form for us that, would you agree with me, Lou, that in our music, no matter how much we love the people around us, there's something that happens while we're doing music, which completely, we get lost.
Yep, that's right. You can sit around and practice all you want, but when you're playing with the band, it's a completely different thing. You can play the simplest thing, and it's just completely different when you're playing with a band. It just gets into you, and I really love that. And we also share silly jokes like the C, E flat, and the G that went into the bar, and the bartender says, "I'm sorry, we don't serve minors."
You got to be totally geeky to get that, okay? That's a musician geek joke. All right, we're going to take a break when we come back. I'm so thrilled. I feel like I've got I have a safe place with these two, and I'm so excited about May 5th. Let's share with everybody. We're going to do Cinco de Mayo at Wind River. And we'll have Cleveland Bonet on keyboards. We've got Bruce Kalin on bass. We've got Bobby Verimani's on drums. Special guest that night is Lou White. So you're going to pull all your instruments out, and you're going to do La Bamba and all your good stuff. But you just are the most wonderful clarinet player, flautist, saxophone. Maybe we'll sing a couple songs in Spanish. But we'll be right back after these messages. We're going to take a break. Can we play a little bit more of Lou White on the way out, Jared? I'm putting him right on the spot. He's like, "What?" Yeah, it's the CD I need to play for Lou. Is in fact the CD is for sale in the Enjoy store. I want to keep bringing that back because it's so nice to have this local music you can get here at the Enjoy store.
California blues. I got a cool car, but they won't.
Get the coolest April deals during the Cool April Nights tent sale with Redding Kia going on this weekend, all weekend in the parking lot of the Mount Shasta Mall.
Come in for great savings on the coolest new cars on the cruise.
Get 0% financing on the 2016 Kia Sorento, the cool 2016 Soul, the 2016 Sportage, Sedona, and Forte.
Take home the all-new 2016 Kia Optima with 0.9% financing.
Complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations with every vehicle purchased. And the best warranty in the West.
Nothing cruises like a Kia. This is the sale people have been waiting for. The Cool April Nights 10 sale at the Mount Shasta Mall.
Plus tax, license, government fees, any dealer documentation charges, and any emission testing charges on approval of credit. Special finance offers through Kia Motors Finance, subject to prior sale, ends 4/30/16.
Isn't it time you cruised in a Kia? It's Cool April Deals this weekend. Redding Kia, Mount Shasta Mall, Hilltop and Dana Drive, Redding.
On Facebook, YouTube, and ReadingKia.com.
Tired of losing money in the stock market? Tired of watching real estate values plummet? Choose the Golden Road with Gulf Coast Gold and Silver and get a free guide to buying precious metals. We have years of experience in buying and selling precious metals and can answer all of your questions on how to roll over .999 fine gold and silver into your IRA. Over the last 10 years, gold has been an asset in any portfolio. And during this period, gold has tripled and then some. With the increase in industrial demand for flat-screen televisions, cell phones, MP3 players, cameras, and cars, silver and gold demand could skyrocket beyond imagination. Gold and silver can mean strong returns for your investment, retirement, or savings. Call 800-416-4410. Again, 800-416-4410. At Gulf Coast Gold and Silver, every purchase is as good as gold.
Pink skies, sunrise.
Welcome back to Kate Dinner 14.
This is a song about my wife.
It sounds beautiful.
Pink skies in her eyes, white mountain butterflies. There's an angel.
Kathleen, we were talking at the break. Welcome back to the show. This is Linda Bott. I can't believe how time has flown by. I'm here with Lou White. We're talking about May 5th is coming up at Cinco de Mayo. I don't want you guys to miss it. We're at Elements at Wind River from 7 to 9. Lou's special guest. I always love it when Lou is on stage. Yeah, absolutely. But Kathleen mentioned something very interesting at the break. Being married to a musician, I mean, I'm a vocalist. I don't pull out instruments, and I don't really gig all over the place. So there was a time in my life I did that pretty much full time. But since moving to Reading and marrying Carl, and I see that he's there with most of, I'd say, out of 100%, he's been there 98% of my gigs. There's been maybe a couple he's missed. Oh, that's your phone. Okay, bad to the bone. But Kathleen, let's talk about the fact that What's it been like? You've been married now how many years to Lou?
We're going on our 26th year right now.
And you have been to every gig, but you can do both. You've been to every
gig. I've been to every single gig that he's had. I've been to all but four.
Can you imagine? How many would you say that's in the hundreds?
Yes.
Would you say that was probably at least as many moons, if not more?
I'm
any full
speechless.
Moons?
I don't know how many moons.
In 26 years, of all the gigs that you do around town, Kathleen's been there. Like,
yep.
Like another, almost like she's your, like playing and on stage with you. She's there. And we have to give our hat, really, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's a special person.
Thank you.
I mean.
Special person, I agree.
That
couldn't
can
do
be
it
there
her.
And just, you know. I don't get upset if Carl has conversations. I let him work the room, and as he gets to visit. I don't expect him to sit there and listen to every. But I look at Kathleen, and I have to say that Kathleen always looks up at you adoringly. I mean, every now and then she's talking, but I mean, you really do. You have this, you know.
I truly think he is one of the most fabulous musicians that I have ever heard, as do I think you are the most wonderful singer that I have ever heard.
I agree. I would classify Linda Bott as a professional vocalist. Now,
yes.
I would say some people say that I'm a singer, and
yes.
I try not to sing out of tune, but compared to Linda, she's a vocalist. She
yes.
can. You can sing a cappella.
A cappella. Yeah.
And you just sound beautiful.
Oh, thank
There's
you.
That, the funeral for... Anyway, you sang at a funeral a song completely unaccompanied. It was just beautiful. And I just don't think I could do that. I have to have six violins.
Well, thank you so much. But, you know, that's a huge compliment coming from both of you. Lou, what is it that you think is... Are you born to be a musician?
I think so. I think that talking to the other... other people with degrees in music where I went to school and in the Navy band and all that, they say that they, like me, I could kind of play the piano. I could hear what harmonies and stuff like that. And all that happens when you get a degree in music is they put names on everything. And, well, that's a seventh. That's a major seventh. This is a whatever. They put the names on the stuff and you say, oh, well, instead of trying to show somebody what it is, you can tell them the name of it. And if they are schooled in music, they'll be able to play without trying to show them, because if you put names on everything, then you can communicate and write music. If you can read music, then it cuts rehearsal time by a lot.
Well, thank you so much for joining me tonight, Lou, and I want to thank our sponsors, of course, Dandelion Boutique, housewares, candles, everything you could possibly expect from head to toe. Get your spring on at Dandelion. Also, Wind River Resort and Casino. We love it. In fact, I'm going there tomorrow night to hang out with a girlfriend, and of course, we're there May 5th. Crackmaster Windshield and Repair. And Wellgate Sports Club, my new romance with the saltwater pool. So thank you so much for my sponsors. Thank you, Jared. Kathleen, I love you. My sister at
thank
heart.
Thank you, darling, and I love you right back.
Thanks for coming on. And
I
Lou,
love you too, Kathleen.
And
thank
Lou,
you, Lou.
You are really, truly just a wonderful musician. We're so happy to have you here in the North State, and it's always an honor. So May 5th, everybody, come out and hear us.
Thank you.
All right, we'll just say goodnight. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
All over the place, white butterflies all over the place.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. In London today, FBI Director James Comey says the FBI paid a lot of money to the hackers who broke into the iPhone of one of the San Bernardino terrorists.
More than I will make in the remainder of this job, which is 7 years and 4 months, for sure.
Wow.
And so it's a But it was, in my view, worth it.
Comey spoke at the Aspen Security Forum. The Justice Department revealed that an outside entity had approached it with a method that could hack into the iPhone used by Saeb Farooq, who, along with his wife, killed 14 people in the December attacks before dying in a police shootout. The owners of nearly 500,000 diesel Volkswagens in the U.S. will be given the option of selling them back to the company or getting them repaired at VW's expense. That's under a deal announced by a federal judge today. Attorney Christy Thompson says the judge has given the parties 2 months to work out exactly how much compensation will be paid to VW owners.
What that actually means for the consumer.